With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRoxer. Day two of the Treasury Secretary's five-day trip to China.
On the second day of an official visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China will address a key American complaint about its economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create two economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's military says it recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer who was held hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators preparing for another round of talks Sunday in Egypt, in the brokering a ceasefire, Hamas says it will attend. A top military commander is renewing Iran's promise to retaliate after an airstrike earlier this week, widely blamed on Israel, destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 12 people, including two elite Iranian generals. Also at SRNnews.com, cloud coverage could interfere with Monday's total solar eclipse.
Some Americans in the path of totality may have a hard time seeing the moon as it passes in front of the sun. The National Weather Service says current forecasts show cloud cover from Texas through southern Arkansas, along with parts of the Ohio Valley. The regions with the best chances for clear skies are northern New England, upstate New York, southern Missouri, and central Indiana. This will be the first solar eclipse to be visible in the U.S. since 2017. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Arkansas lawmakers are meeting at the Capitol for a session this week that will focus on Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders' $6.3 billion proposed budget for the coming year. Budget's the top agenda for the session that kicks off Wednesday with Sanders addressing the legislature. This is SRN News. Americans apparently don't have a biblical worldview.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend. Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament approved a gay marriage bill. If that measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asian country to allow homosexuals to legally wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house, and if that passes, then it goes to the king for his royal endorsement. This is SRN News. Football and the military lining up on the same side.
The United Football League announcing an exclusive partnership with the United States Army. The two will work on leadership development initiatives and increasing awareness of the opportunities offered to young leaders and athletes. Now, as part of the deal, the Army logo will be featured on all UFL game day jerseys as well as on the 50-yard line. There will also be Army activations at UFL games, including a spotlight honoring veterans who have served. Jason Walker reporting.
Amazon's removing Just Walk Out technology from its Fresh stores as part of an effort to revamp the grocery chain. The company's well-known technology lets customers pay for items without standing in line and sends them receipts afterwards, but now it'll be replaced by smart carts that allow customers to skip the checkout line but also see their spending in real time. SRN News.